Now, in the third and fourth part, we're going to be looking at this gospel, probably the longest, if I remember, the longest single narrative in the Gospels. It's 41, I think, verses, which is long. Okay. This is Life Sunday. And now we have this text by which Lazarus is raised from the dead after 4 days. Now, this happens. The man who's dead now himself, Rick Thomas, Jesuit, helped the poor, the very poor, in Juarez, Mexico. He lived in El Paso, which is just on the other side of the river. And he went over there. Remarkable, was a very close friend. I still miss him. Two things that happened to him a lot. Well, one a lot, multiplying food. He'd go over there with enough food for 200, and he'd feed 350. And it happened, maybe 60, 80 times. Once he tried to get it on TV. God wasn't going to oblige. God wasn't interested in being a TV star. But he also raised the dead, this man. But the Lord raised him through him. It was quite remarkable. He was a man with signs and wonders. But you see, when you're very poor and sick and oppressed, and one of you comes back from the dead, everybody has hope. That's why God did it. Saying to them, I love you. Have hope. I will take care of you. They made their living and found their food by picking over the garbage heap. That's how poor they were. Okay. So here's another story of a raising by the Lord himself this time. This is not the only one in the gospel, as you know. But you see, we did Water Sunday in chapter 4. We did Light Sunday in chapter 9. Now we're doing Life Sunday in chapter 11. We're right on the brink. Then we'll have the entrance. Then we'll have those discourses. And then the passion narrative. Okay. So, there was someone who was sick, weak, literally, Lazarus, from Bethany. It's very interesting. You know, he wants us to know that this, you know, this is not a fairy tale. It's Lazarus from Bethany. You can go there and still talk to his relatives if you want. You see, it's not a airy, when you don't believe in miracles, what do you do with a thing like this? You make this is a story about having hope after death, and sure it is. But it also is a story about Jesus raising up a dead man, showing what's going to happen to him in a few days. Okay. So, he was in Bethany, which is the city, the village really, of Mary and Martha. Martha was her sister. Mary is named first because the next line says, now Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. That's to let us know who Mary is. We're not going to get in. There is this the same Mary? Is it the Mary who dried his feet with her hair? Is that Mary Magdalene? Is that the Mary who anointed his feet, like in Mark 13? If you want to have a lot to do, try to get into that issue. It's we're never going to solve it. When we get to heaven, I'm going to look around. Now, you're Mary. Now, did you do that, you know? Because it's too hard to figure out. Anyway, there's Mary. Martha's the older sister, it seems, but Mary's name first. And then it says, you see, now Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. Well, that's the one, you know, the sinful woman, the prostitute. Okay. Now, and that's Luke 7, and then is repeated in another way in John 12. Okay. So, it was her brother, Lazarus, who was weak, ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, the one whom you love is sick. And he loved Lazarus. He was a friend of his. This is important, because at the end of this story, toward the end, Jesus weeps. He weeps at the sight of his friend's death, even though he's going to raise him up. Death is a tragedy. And it's one place where we look and see that's sin. But it's not the last word, like it wasn't the last word on that boy. Okay? And so, so the sisters sent to him, saying, Kyrie, behold, the one whom you love is sick. And the word here for love is phidis. That's where we get Philadelphia. You know, this is affection love, friendship love. Okay. And Jesus, when he heard this, said, this sickness is not unto death. What can he mean by that? Two things. One, Lazarus is all right with my father. Two, he's not going to stay dead. At least not right now. I'm going to raise him. And in raising him, I'm trying to give you a sense of who I am. I am the Lord of life and death. And so when these people kill me, I will rise again. So that's why it's here as our fifth Sunday in Lent, getting ready for Palm Sunday and all the rest. He has power over life. He does. And a friend like my friend, Rick, he prayed over these people who were raised from the dead. Okay. They'll die again, but not right then. This sickness is not prosthanaton in that sense, but for the sake of the glory of God. Now, what's the glory of God? It's the kavod, right? It's that perceptible manifestation of the saving light of God. That's the kavod. This is going to be for the kavod, for the glory of God. So that the Son of Man, or the Son of God, rather, be glorified through it. Not only are you going to see me raise the dead, but you're going to realize it. When I told my disciples over and over again, they're going to catch me, they're going to torture me, they're going to kill me, and I will be raised again. Don't forget it. Well, they forgot it. They were all hiding in a corner. And he came to them, forgave them, and gave them such strength in the Holy Spirit that they willingly went out and preached and died. The life in them was stronger than bodily death. He can do that for us. And he may have to. And now the text, it goes interesting now. We have this other word. Igapa, from agape, huh? Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he remained where he was for two more days. And then he said to the disciples, let us go now to Judea. The disciples said, Rabbi, they were just looking to kill you there. They were trying to stone you, these Jews. And you're going back there? Now listen. Jesus says, aren't that 12 hours in a day? And if anybody walks around in those days, he doesn't stumble. In other words, We need light, fellas. Don't worry about the rest. You see? Because, you see, hoti to fos tu kosmo, because he sees the fos tu kosmo. He sees the light of the world. Well, who's the light of the world? The sun. Jesus. You see? But if he walks around in darkness, he's going to stumble. Because there's no light in him. Now, he was the true light enlightening every man coming into the world. Our minds, just our natural minds, are a participation in the Word of God already. The way we're made. In our minds, we are a participation in the Word of God. Every word we speak shares in the reality of the Word of God. Isn't that marvelous? If I'd have thought of it ahead of time, I would have brought this. There's a text in Aquinas in his commentary on John, which he says this. Our words are a share in the Word of God, just as our thinking is a share in the light of God. Okay. So having said that, he said to them, Lazarus, our friend, Ophilos now. So we got the third word now. Ophilos is sick, is asleep, rather, and I will go now and wake him up. The disciples, who don't want to go back in there, that's where they tried to kill Jesus, right? They say, Lord, if he's sleeping, he's going to get better. I mean, like, what do you want to go there for? But Jesus had been speaking about his death. They thought he was talking about the sleep of rest, you see? So then he said, Parisia, he said it openly, Lazarus died. You get it, fellas? And I rejoice for your sake that you might believe. And I rejoice, you see, because now you'll believe that I wasn't there. But now let us go to him. And Thomas, Didymus means twin, said to the fellow disciples, now let us go with him, that we might die with him. Now, knowing Thomas, that could be a sarcastic remark, or that could be real fervor. Well, the story is he did die a martyr, so... But whether he was ready for it now, kind of hard to know. And so, the scene is set now, you see. Now Jesus, we don't know exactly where he was, but he could have been in the place name about 100 miles away. So it would take a few days. You walk 20, if you're fast, 30 miles a day. Like if we used to hike sometimes from Jerusalem to Nazareth. That was 2.5 days. It's nice to do once in a while because Jesus and Mary did it all the time. That's the only way they could get there. They couldn't get into a taxi and go, you know? So that's, you know, what they're saying. Let us go and die with him. That ends this first scene where we now have Lazarus dead, the sisters mourning, the disciples reluctant, and Jesus going ahead. And now we'll take up the second part.